Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So the two of us are already in our sweats, and it's not because we're going to be hibernating this morning. We have made a commitment with two months and change to go before our son's big day. It is time to get
time
serious.
Time for boot camp. It's time for bar mitzvah boot camp.
Yeah, we went to a really fun bar mitzvah yesterday.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Our son's friend, Brayden, and...
There you go.
I said, oh, God, I said a name. Oh, stop. Anyway, our son's friend and their parents, they threw a great party. They have five kids, and it was a blast. And they had it was just, you know, we had a fun table. It was all good.
It was held at Beckwith Point, right?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Down by the water. Very, very nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So, and as usual, I stuffed my face with
all the wrong things. So today,
we have a couple of friends there who said, "Yeah, I'm going to go help myself to another serving of the vegetable plate." I'm like, "Oh my god!"
The vegetables were good though. It was very good.
I'm like, I'm so embarrassed of myself right now. You're going up for another helping of a vegetable plate, and meanwhile, I'm having my 15th vodka.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that bad, but I. It's funny. The other day, I got together with a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a while. And I met her at her office, and I looked at her, and I was like, oh, my God.
Where'd you go?
Where did you go? What did you do? And she looked at me. She's like, I'm going to tell you. She's like, and she goes, and I swear, once I tell you, you're going to want to do this. So she's doing this thing. She lost, since November, 1st, she's lost 25 pounds.
Get out of here.
I swear. And her husband, who started January 1, has already lost about 20 pounds. And so it's called Isogenic, and it's like, you know, it's shakes, but then you have greens and a meal at the end of the day. It's pretty strict, but she said that one of her friends who tried it was just going to do it for health purposes, and she lost like 8 pounds in the first 2 weeks, and she was thin. So... she said to me on Friday, Beth, I'm making it my mission to get you in fighting weight for the bar mitzvah. And I'm like, Danielle, I will accept this challenge.
I will accept this.
I will absolutely accept it.
And what did you say? What was the line that you just said before?
I said, well, doesn't it bum you out? Like, even on the weekends, don't you kind of, like, want something to eat other than a shake? And she says, nothing tastes as delicious as being this thin. So I was like, okay, I hear you.
And then I said, Beth, didn't somebody else say that line?
Well, Weight Watchers, it was nothing. It was thin feel.
But the way she said it sounded better.
It sounded really much better. But it's interesting. I mean, a lot of people nowadays, in fact, a Facebook friend just posted about some sort of documentary about how bad sugar is for you. So this is a diet that removes all the sugar, no carb. You know, it's pretty strict. And so, yes, the weight will come off, but the other things that I've been doing where it's like the steady weight loss, you lose a pound, you gain a pound, you know, it's like you go through the year just up and down the same pound. And it's like after a certain point, it's like I can't take it anymore. I need somebody to...
The needle goes...
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, I lost 4 pounds. Oh, look, I gained 4 pounds. It's like it's not fun. And, you know, and as you get older, it gets harder. And she just said, you know what, this is easy. And it's really a simple thing. And here's the coolest thing. So she said what happened was she saw her friend who got thin and was like, oh, my God, what did you do? So then the friend got her to get into this thing. You know, she bought into the program, and then she lost weight. So you make money on every person you bring in. So she's already my friend because she's an amazing saleswoman. She signed up 4 people already. So you actually make money off of how good you look. People are like, oh, my God, what did you do?
So it's like it's a weight-losing Ponzi scheme.
Pyramid scheme.
Pyramid.
Not a pyramid. So at the bar mitzvah, if you and I, let's just figure this out. If you and I sign up for this thing, right, and then the two of us, like, miraculously transform in time for April, everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, what did you do? And then we have an account where we set everyone up, and, like, 50 people sign up on
us. And then, bam, we pay for the bar mitzvah.
Exactly.
Right?
I was, like, looking on their website. There's, like, the Millionaire's Club. Hey, listen, I've recommended more diets to people over the years to try. Why not if it means that I can actually make money in my referrals?
You honestly think you're going to do this hardcore?
Like, I'm going to do it hardcore. I'm down on, I'm like bummed out. I don't like when things don't fit the right way. I am sick of it. It's time. So you've heard it here, folks. I've thrown down the gauntlet.
Okay, because there's still a couple of things in the other refrigerator from some other programs that
That was Jenny Craig. That was
I
because, you know what the problem was with Jenny Craig?
had. No, I don't.
All right, I only went on it for a month, but there were a lot of meals that they were offering that I didn't like. So I'm like, all right, I'll have the spaghetti meat. Okay, just replace it with the spaghetti meatballs. Then it was like 10 spaghettis and meatballs. So it's like, how many spaghetti and meatballs can you eat and still lose weight? It was like really like it didn't make
To
any
be honest, I
sense.
never even really heard of spaghetti meatballs as being like
Well, when they're the
on a
size of like walnuts, you know, it's like walnuts and
that's a diet
meatballs
I'd
or
never really
whatever,
heard of.
walnuts
If you want
and
to lose weight,
yeah.
have spaghetti
Yeah. Well, it was their version of spaghetti
meatballs.
meatballs that were like the tiniest meatballs ever with a portion of spaghetti.
By the way, at the Farmacia today, I thought the main course, I had salmon. It was fantastic. Like I've not usually like when you go to an affair, it's usually just the appetizers, the hors d'oeuvres that are great that I look forward to. The entrees are usually eh. Mine was fantastic. I don't know
I
how
had the
yours.
chicken. It was good. Chicken was good.
I was really impressed, and the bartender made the best Bloody Mary.
I heard. Oh, you
Oh,
guys were waiting. The line was
he had a
really
lot.
long.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, people got to the affair. It was a small little line, a couple people waiting, and then this one woman said, asked for two Bloody Marys, which I had planned on getting myself. I was thinking about it, and then I saw what the bartender was doing, and he was doing all the right things.
So
I
he was
mean,
taking a while, but
yeah,
it was
man,
worth the
but
wait.
he had a line full of people, and one after the other, I'll have a Bloody Mary, I'll have a Bloody Mary, I'll have a
Was
Bloody Mary.
like, no, I
He's like, oh
again.
my, and somebody said to him, he said, you should have just made a big pitcher, a big mix beforehand. Like, and he looked at this man, it doesn't taste as good that way. Like, you could tell he was really psyched about the fact that
Everybody
people
was
were
ordering
really
Bloody
getting into his Bloody Marys. They were
Right.
awesome. And you got to, if you have a Bloody Mary, it's got to be super, super spicy. That's the only way to drink one.
All right,
You're not a
well.
big Bloody Mary fan, are you?
No.
No, you.
And I wasn't, I had a glass of wine yesterday, but we had like an altercation before we walked in because I wasn't really planning on drinking. And I said, can I at least have one Diet Coke? And you were like, no, don't break the cycle.
Right, because it's a quick spiral down once you have that first one. It's really an altercation. I mean, like,
Well,
oh, I'm not going to drink and have a Diet Coke, and I'm like, I don't think you should. And then you're like, kind of pissed off at me. And I'm like, you know what happens when you have one?
downward spiral.
Right. You are on the wagon when it comes to Diet Coke. I'm sorry. We actually should probably think about finding you a support group because I don't think you ever have a chance
It just,
to express your feelings.
yeah,
About the fact
exactly.
that you don't understand how addicted Beth was to Diet Coke.
Well, over the years though, I went from that, and then I would bring Fresca into the house and Sierra Mist, and I still have those from time to time, but I did usually just always have Diet Coke, and I'm like, I love fountain
And
soda.
when we used to talk to Beth about having drinks, I always used to say, "Well, why don't you have a glass?" Never understand Beth would say, "I don't like the way water tastes." What do you mean? Don't like the way water tastes. That's the whole point. It doesn't have a taste. It just quenches your thirst.
No.
No, I really don't
I don't
like the
like it. It
way.
doesn't have any
Who,
flavor.
right, who's ever said that before? I don't like the way water tastes.
Well, it just has no flavor. It has no flavor. I mean, I do think that when you have when people like put those nice pitchers, like we have one sitting right on the counter with fruit in them, it has a little bit of flavor in it. It tastes kind of good, but now it's just sitting on the counter without anything in it. It's just a decorative
I
piece.
think if you're going to really take this whole challenge seriously that your friend is mentioning, I think you've got to be pure water going. I think you need to get rid of all the toxins going into your body. Anything artificial, artificial sweeteners, all that other garbage, get rid of it at least for the next 2 months.
Oh,
All right? And just do whatever the
I was
thing is.
really surprised though. I said to her, do you at least go off on the weekend? She's like, nope, she does not. You just see, I mean, she's,
Have I met her before?
I think you've met Danielle before. I've known her now for like 4 years, and she actually had brought us on for like that first, like one of our big PR
Oh, no,
accounts.
got it. No, I know.
She's got this great personality. She's the ultimate saleswoman, and she's always been she's very pretty. She's just had a couple extra pounds, like all of us have an extra couple extra pounds. But I came to her office, and all of us, oh my God, where'd you go? And it was like the coolest thing. And she's like, I'm telling you,
And
you're gonna see.
was she doing it because she had some big event coming up in her life?
No, she said that was the funny thing. She said, I'm so excited to get you to do this before your big thing because Because I had nothing to lose for it. She just, I just saw my friend. She had lost all this weight without even trying, and I was like, "What are you doing?" And she told her what it is, and she just started trying it. And then, so she started in November. Her husband started in January. So
All
it's been
right, well,
crazy.
here's the other big question. How expensive is this stuff?
It's $10 a day, so it's like $300 for the month. But you're having two shakes and you're having a meal, so you pay for your meal, but the rest is just the shakes and all the other stuff that it comes with.
Wait, so you're not eating any other stuff during this time?
So
Like
you
you're.
are. You're having like a dinner, and then you're
And what kind
having
of dinner? Like,
regular. You have like a dinner, but no carbs. So you have dinner with lots of greens, so kale and asparagus and whatever. But you have your piece of chicken and your salmon or whatever you're gonna have.
would you have these shakes for lunch?
Yeah, you have the shakes for lunch, but you could also have greens with it. So I could have vegetables again or a salad, and then I have my shake. You know, and then it's so it's sort of you're not you're instead of spending $500 to $600 on a meal plan, you're spending less, but you're having all the shakes.
All right,
So
there you go.
there you go. You know, and it comes with a cleanse. So you start out with a cleanse, which you know how much I love those cleanses. So I'll start out with one day cleanse.
All right.
And it all is, you know,
I've heard about all these schemes before.
not a scheme. I mean, it's a scheme if you are like, okay, I saw it on an infomercial, and then I'm going to do it because I think this lady who I've never met before is like skinny. But when you actually know a person.
That's the best endorsement right there.
Exactly. When you actually, and she is like, yeah, I know this person, I know that person, I, you know, so it's all these people. And she said one of her friends who's actually thin, she said lost 8 pounds. She was doing it for health reasons, just to stay healthy, and that was it.
Okay.
So, you know, and you can get like the, you can put, I guess, some of the fruits or whatever in it, so you can kind of dress it up a little bit, you know, make it a little tastier
Make
or
it nice.
whatever. Yeah, so.
Sounds
So
good.
our blender's gonna be getting
A lot of
a lot
action.
of action.
Blender's getting a lot of action. That's good.
Yeah, so I'm determined.
Okay. My back has been in tremendous pain, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
My back.
So okay. So Darren, this is funny.
Yeah.
This is very
This is
funny.
hilarious.
This is very funny. So I woke up on Saturday morning, and I still my neck is still stiff. I woke up with a stiff neck, and Darren was nice enough to massage my neck, and he.
Didn't ask me if I wanted.
Yeah, didn't ask. He
Just
just
said, come
came over,
here.
just kept, come here, and he was massaging my neck because he's an amazing husband, and he was great. So I was very happy that he did that, and my neck is still a little bit sore, but whatever, I'll deal with it. So we're at the bar mitzvah, and Darren says to me, "Oh, my back is killing me." He said, "I need a massage." So I said,
I could use a massage later
"Right,
on.
I could use a massage." So I told.
So she looked at me and she goes, "Oh, where are you going to be going for that?"
Yeah,
She was serious. I looked at her like, I was thinking that maybe when we get home that you would give me a back massage, and the concept couldn't have been more foreign to Beth.
I'm not good at them. He
Right.
complains when I try
She
to give
went
him. I
right to her phone, started scrolling through emails on Groupons for
yeah, I could
massages.
find you a, I could find you a quick massage, like, you know, the right away. I could find you a really cheap massage. No,
Oh, yeah.
come on, we live in Westchester.
What's it? Really? I'm sure they have many of those too. Yeah. Oh, really? Those places are only in the city?
All right, whatever. I don't mean one of
If you
those
want me
massages.
going for one of those, that's
No,
fine.
I wasn't talking about one of those massages. I'm just saying, like, Groupon has really great deals.
Roll over.
Yeah. They have very great deals, and I think you can probably find a nice place that'll you can get a massage for, and they'll do a very nice job.
And just so you know, I have never been to one of those places.
Glad to hear
In
it.
case you should visit
Okay,
one.
I'm going.
In case anybody out there
Get
is
him in
curious,
Chinatown.
I have not been to one of those places. But I know many people that have.
Really?
I do.
We never had that conversation.
And we
People
won't.
that I know?
And we won't.
The
No.
people that I know?
I don't know if you know.
How do you know I don't know if I know them? You know if I know. You would know if I know them. Oh my God. Now you've piqued my interest. But we're obviously going to be talking about that after the call and not
A lot of people, but
some.
there's people that have gone. I mean, think about the number of people that we
Yes.
know in
Yeah.
this world, right?
Okay.
The number of people that frequent those establishments, which is obviously plentiful. It's not, you shouldn't be shocked to think that there's going to be some guys that I know that have
Right.
actually gone. I mean,
Okay.
why are you amazed by that?
Well, I want to play the guessing game, but again, not
no,
on this show.
No, we're not.
I'm
not
gonna
not.
I'm going to ask you after this because I think I know exactly who probably goes. Starts the name.
No, don't even.
I'm
going to
say the name.
Don't.
It doesn't. He's someone you went to college with. It's someone you went to college with, and I bet you he had.
I know who you're thinking about, and no, it's not.
Okay, I'm surprised because I would expect that he would.
No, but there's
There's a couple. All right, whatever. Not gonna go there. It's very funny. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, we're trying to keep this show
PG.
Rated G to PG-13. Okay.
Yeah, we can't go talking about massage parlors.
I'm not gonna start talking about that stuff in terms of friends of mine that I know.
Well, because then we'll lose a lot of listeners.
Then,
those people could be listening in right now, worried.
We will lose listeners. I will lose friends.
Okay.
So
I have another question for you. I was on Facebook and I saw that one of your friends is trying to find a home for his mom's cat. And I wanted to ask you, why did you not offer your mom for his cat, his mom's cat, when you shared it?
Why? Like, why I didn't have offer my mom's house?
For the cat that he needs to unload.
Have you counted the number of cats?
Well, but she is like Hale House for cats.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Now is not very good timing.
I know.
Now is not very good timing for my mom.
To take it a cat?
Taking another cat. Oh, I hear you. You're like, well, if you have 8 cats, what's 9? Or if you have 9, what's 11?
Well, there's always a situation where there's a cat that's failing in that household. So you go, there's always like 8 to 9, 9 to 8, 8 to 7.
I think what we need to do, and I really want to implore people to do this, is if you do not have a pet at home or an animal of some kind and you don't have allergies, okay, find a way to get some type of pet into your house, whether it's a dog or a cat or whatever it is. Try to find a way to get something into your house. It's really important. There are so many animals out there, I mean, that we see every single day from one Facebook page, from just stories of friends of animals that need a home. And it seriously does. It breaks my heart. Sometimes I always say to ourselves, like, can't we just take one more? Like, what's the big deal? We go to 3 cats instead of 2.
Because Hazel would lose even more weight.
Right.
Hazel doesn't
right.
like it.
And the cats would. I think Santana would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think we would be fine too. I don't really think, on the margins in relative to our house, it wouldn't be that big a deal. But no, I agree. I think our cat Hazel would be very upset by it. But for anybody out there that you're not sure, I've been meaning to get an animal. No, I don't want an animal because it's just
a mess.
Lot of work. And work. It's really dogs are a lot of work. Yes, dogs.
Yeah,
absolutely. I underestimated the amount of work that is involved with dogs. But for cats are easy, and cats are just great. I mean, I don't know what people's perception is of cats, but cats are every cat we've had. Right?
Yeah.
How that was Santana. That wasn't our cat. That was biting into Beth's leg. As we're making a big advertisement, a big push here to get yourself an animal. Ow! But really,
she's playing with her
rope,
and she gets a little aggressive and doesn't realize.
Go out there and make an animal's day. I'm serious. I feel terrible when
Clint Eastwood, make my day.
I feel terrible when I see these things over and over again about pets in need of adoption, and it's true. And if everybody out there just took one, asking you to be a rescue center for wild animals. If you have none and take one, you're doing a great thing. I really believe that. So that's my plea with people out there to go out and get themselves an animal.
And especially when you've got one that he was saying, like, this is a loving cat, very quiet, it's a lap cat. Then you're already getting one that's like a nice cat to begin with. It's a different story when you have, like, we've gotten it from the point that they're kittens. Like, Hazel was a kitten, kind of feral, and that was a little bit out of control. But they're cute when they're kittens, but they're more work.
My, our friend Jamie, who I, originally met at the dog park, she does a great job, I think, in terms of taking care of animals, and she has dogs that stay over her house, and I tell you, when I see the videos, I know Santana would want to be over there in a heartbeat, but she's shared a link the other day. I think of the exact name. It was like 21 reasons why dogs are better than humans as like a best friend. And it just went down a whole list of stuff. And all the things that it cited, you know, are just true. Like everything about your dog.
It's unconditional love.
No matter what mood you're in, no matter what you're feeling, right? Your dog, and I think the same thing with our cat, doesn't care. They love you. They want to hang out with you. They, you know, 90% of the time are affectionate, want to snuggle up with you. I mean, everything about them really gives true meaning to the word friend. That's what they are.
She's being a bit of an aggressive
She's being a bit aggressive right now, but that's okay.
Being an aggressive friend.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, she's...
So where's this place that you're
going to
go today?
Oh, okay. So this one, I'm just going as her guest. I have to go to Harrison. So I have to meet her at 8:45.
Which is the place you're going to?
That place, Lifetime. Have you heard of that
place? Yes, I have.
It's like,
I heard it's unbelievable.
It's like it's Disneyland because you're going to come as my guest. And I'm like, okay, I'll come as your guest.
You realize, though, that we're not going to be...
No, we're not... I told her I'm not joining. I'm not joining. We can't join. It's too expensive.
Yeah. It's expensive if it's, like, one person. If you have a family that's committed to physical exercise...
How'd you hear of it?
Oh, my God. Everybody's talking about it.
Really?
I'm in the know. You didn't know I'm in the
know. I didn't know you were in the know. I heard that it's, like, awesome. She's like, you don't understand. It's like Disneyland for fitness. I'm like, okay. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, Beth doesn't really go on a whole lot of rides at Disney. So.
Yeah, exactly. I go, that's not, I'm like, is it more like the Ritz-Carlton for fitness? That sounds like more like up my alley. So she goes, you'll come and you'll meet me, and you'll take a salsa class with me. So we're taking a dance class, and then I'm going to come home.
That's what I've always talked about, taking a dance class together, right?
Yeah, well, we should. It's almost Valentine's. We should take like a little ballroom. We'll do like a viral, we'll do a flash mob at our son's bar mitzvah. It's completely embarrassing.
That would be funny.
Like a ballroom, like.
Ballroom flash mob?
Yeah. We'll get trending.
I'm sure he'll love that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
He was already embarrassed by the fact that I think that we were at that bar mitzvah yesterday. He wasn't embarrassed.
He was so interesting. But yesterday was fun because our friend was dancing with her son. They had the mother-son dance, and it lasted, I don't know, like, about a minute, and then she went into a jamming song, like a dance thing.
what song did they have? You know,
it was something when you go to sleep.
Beautiful
boy. Yes. But then it went right into not jam on it, but it was kind of like a song like that.
His montage, by the way, was very nice.
She did it.
She did. It was
she did
really...
it herself. She said to us, she goes, I said. Because she told us when we were, of course, at basketball games, our usual discussion about everybody's planning, she said it was 97 photos. So, which is amazing, because a lot of times it's hard to kind of scale down to just a small amount. And she managed to do 97 photos.
They have a gorgeous family.
Their daughter. They're so cute.
Every single kid in that family is adorable.
Well, it was awesome because the girls... She was wearing red. All the girls were wearing red, and then the boys had like little bow ties. It was so cute. But the littlest one was wearing this cute red dress at the synagogue. And then when we came to the party, she was wearing a black dress. And what happened was she supposedly threw up all over her dress, and they had to make a quick change. So that was that. And then at the end of the night, this was so funny. We were saying goodbye, and I was standing next to her and the little one. And out of nowhere, she takes off her tights and her underwear. And her mom looks at me and she goes, yep, that just happened. And I just love her attitude. It's like, yep, that just... And then, oh my God, when they were doing the Hora, and they put everyone, including the 2-year-old, on the chair.
Great. I know. She was just so totally unfazed by the whole thing. She was
like, okay. It's like Maggie from The Simpsons.
She had this look basically that entertained me.
Right.
I love it.
I'm going to put me in a chair. It was awesome.
And the second youngest, I'm not going to say the name. I mean, he's the cutest boy. Oh, my God. He's unbelievable. Kid should be in commercials.
Yeah, he is
right?
Super cute. On that note, we got to head out.
We got to head out because you got to go to Life. And
I got to go to Disneyland, and you got to go to the Poor Man's Sports Club.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully they're not going to be cleaning the machine.
I hate that.
But we will reconvene tomorrow, although I am on driving duty tomorrow.
All right, so we'll have to figure out the time.
Figure out the time, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.